bizarrely with only, what, 2 minutes on the clock, and yes, it's a penalty in front, Salford have elected to go for it. So they're obviously looking at result rather than enterprise.
And it gives Salford a 2-0 advantage then in the early stages. But down the left-hand side, they've got the ball away quickly to Sutcliffe, and Liam Sutcliffe has spun his way through and stretched across the line. Another the first point, the first try of the game for either side, and it's gone to Leeds.
What a great way to celebrate a new four-year contract. That was lovely play. A long pass from Moon, and Sutcliffe stepped inside the cover, beat, I think it was O'Brien coming across as well, and just stretched out and slammed the ball down. And that is the way to pressure has finally told on Salford, and a lovely try for Liam Sutcliffe. Maybe centre is his best position, but he certainly finished that with aplomb.
That's a good conversion from fairly wide out to the left-hand side then by Callum Watkins, making it Leeds Rhinos 6, Salford Red Devils 2. Centre field and about 10 from halfway. Plays the ball now to Burrow, who's trying to hit the gas and go through a gap, and he's found it, and he's got support from Maguire. Oh, wow! The old firm have done it again. Two men who we won't see the like of at this ground for probably many more generations have combined as only they can. A fantastic break from Burrow and finished by who else but Danny Maguire. Leeds Rhinos 10, Salford Red Devils 2.
I think we've gone back to 2003 there. That was just absolutely outstanding by Burrow out of dummy half. On the last home regular season game, if you're a Leeds fan, that will have gladdened the heart. Watkins kicks the goal. Suddenly it's 12-2. Leeds have got the advantage, and this game has turned in the space of back-to-back plays.
To his right, to Maguire. Ward now. Oh, lovely pass from Stevie Ward out to Tom Briscoe. And Tom Briscoe has gone in at the right-hand corner for his 9th try of this 2017 campaign. Alan Watkins then about a foot in from this near north side touchline. It's not the cleanest of contacts, you've got to say, and no surprise to see it flap across the front of the post. So the first miss from him this evening. 16-2 Leeds lead. The hooter then has gone. Little jink over the top is by Maguire, and Maguire has got support. I think it was Cuthbertson who got there first. I'm just going to check that, because there are several players and lots of posts and girders in our way. But it looks as though Maguire's dink has been taken by Adam Cuthbertson to make it a 5th try of the night for Leeds. Watkins, straight in front of the post, 10 metres out, no problem with the conversion. 28-2. And here is Cuthbertson for the Rhinos, fresh from that try. He's got Burrow to his inside. He couldn't quite see him at the right moment, but a long ball out to Watkins gives Leeds further chance. Here's Maguire on the inside. Then it's with Burrow. Salford, to be fair, have scrambled back really well, because that was fluent stuff from Leeds. And here is Parcell dashing from dummy half. Has he got across the line?
Yep.
It looks as though he has. Waiting for referee to confirm it, and he awards the try. 8 metres in from that south stand touchline. He's struck the ball pretty well, but it's just faded past the right hand upright. So 32-2 in favour of the home side here. Parcell goes in at dummy half. Gets it away to that stocky figure of Anthony Mullally. And Anthony Mullally has held off the defender, stretched out, and slammed the ball down over the touchline for a 7th try of the night for his team, and a 5th of the season for himself, the 26-year-old. And he makes it Leeds Rhinos 36, Salford Red Devils 2 of this one. And with that 2 points successfully slotted over by Callum Watkins, it's now 38-2.
Miss Golding's through the gap.
Yeah, Golding with support from Parcell and also Maguire, who's going to put the boot to ball. Ferris was also there in a posse of onrushing Rhinos players, and it's he who benefits with the 4 points right underneath the post. Yeah, Leeds ain't been under much pressure. That probably draw a comparison with the pressure of, I don't know, choosing which drink you want when Phil Kaplan is at the bar and asking you what you fancy. That sort of pressure is about as much as Leeds have been put under this evening by Salford, I'm afraid. And that will be the end of the game. Leeds have won by 44-2.